Moonshine used to be a local product, and every once in a while, the Indian River County Sheriff's Department would break up a still. One night in the early 60s, Deputy John McCants got a call to break up a fight about moonshine at a house in Fellsmere. More than a dozen men were inside.
A couple of them apparently had found a 5-gallon jug of moonshine. The story I got, the two that found it were selling cups of the whiskey for 50 cents a cup. Well, when they all run out of money, there was still about half the jug left. Most of them were drunk. There were two or three of them that had done gone to bed that didn't want any part of it. And when they run out of money and they wanted to continue to drink, the two that thought they owned it said, no, we're going to take the jug and leave. Well, they started fighting, and the jug got busted. And one or two of them got cut on the jug, and that's why I got the call. Well, when I got there, there were nine of them still up wanting to fight. Of course, when I walked in there, the fight stopped. Back then, people had more respect for law enforcement. So I told them, I said, all right, y'all go get in the car. Eight of them went out the front door, and one went out the back. And when he hit the back door, he was running. I knew one of the boys. I said, go out there and stand by my car. I'll be there in a minute. So I took off out the back door, chased this other one down. Well, I found him right by the back door. He jumped off a little porch and went in and fell through the septic tank.
Oh, my goodness. Into the septic tank?
Yes. I knew he was going to go to jail, but I wasn't quite sure how.
You weren't going to put him in your car if you could help it.
No, I didn't. But I put the other eight in the car.
Eight in a patrol car?
Yeah, six in the back and two up front with me. And he got to ride in the trunk. I had something back there that I pulled the lid down, tied it shut, and left an opening so it'd have plenty of air. And I wanted some air to get through there anyhow because he was pretty rank. And we went to Vero. I drove up in the driveway in the jail, got my eight prisoners out, got them all booked, got them put away. Mr. Bates was the jailer. Mr. Bates said, John, you told me you had nine prisoners. We didn't book but eight. Oh, I said, Mr. Bates, I forgot one. I said, go out there in my trunk, open it. So he went out there, and old boy crawled out. He sobered up a little bit. Mr. Bates said, John, I ain't putting him in jail. I said, well, get one of the trustees up. We'll take him out back, get him a uniform, wash him down good. And I said, then we can book him.
Did you bring in all nine of those guys without handcuffs or anything? They just piled in your car?
There's a little difference the way people are now than they were back then. If it was a violent crime or something, we'd handcuff people. I've handcuffed some people that didn't do any good to handcuff them because they just broke them. But you pretty well could tell the people. Just for somebody being drunk, you'd shake them down. They didn't have a weapon or anything on them. Besides that, back then, there was no way we could afford eight sets of handcuffs for one person.
John McCants retired as chief deputy in the late 1970s. Later, he worked for the Okilanda Sugar Company, and he lives in Fellsmere. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. Blue skies and ultraviolet rays.